Well, John, here's a little taste of politics in Illinois for you.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested yesterday by federal law enforcement officials.
If it isn't the most corrupt state in the United States, it's certainly one hell of a competitor.
Illinois is probably the heavyweight champion of corruption.
But now the Democratic Party is trying to change that bad reputation for cronyism and political malfeasance. Ordinary citizens, get this, can now apply online to be considered for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor. This is the Illinois Democratic Party's solution, apparently, to trying to solve a terrible reputation for inside backroom cronyistic politics in Chicago. Of course, some people on the political spectrum think that attitude has followed Chicago politicians to Washington, but maybe that's another story, or maybe not. Joining us is Monica Davey, Chicago bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times, and also with us, Michael Rebresch, owner of the car company Mr. Chauffeur. He's an applicant for the job, and we're going to talk about his credentials to be lieutenant governor of Illinois in just a moment. Monica Davey, this is for real, right?
Well, it is for real. I think there are other skeptics. You sounded a little skeptical there.
Yeah.
I think there are some skeptics about whether this is really gonna be the way they make this choice.
So how did we get here? There was a nominee for the Democratic lieutenant governor post, a guy named Scott Lee Cohen. Why isn't he in the race anymore?
Well, actually, the day after Scott Lee Cohen, who was a pawnbroker here in Illinois, a day after his election, it was uncovered that he had had some trouble in his background, including a domestic violence charge. So he dropped out, and the Democratic Party was left to find someone to replace him.
So how are they doing it now, Monica Davey? What's the process here? I'm an ordinary citizen in the west side of Chicago. I want to apply.
Well, feel free to. You can go right online and you sign up, you answer some questions, give a little information about yourself, and the Democratic Party here says that its State Central Committee, which is a 38-member group, will take a look at you.
Take a look, and they'll ultimately make the decision. And some people might think that they may make the decision in a back room with the cigars lit, just the way they usually do business in Chicago. Well, let's turn to Michael Rebresch, limo driver, limo car owner company in Chicago. I'm reading your application here, Mr. Rebresch. Michael Stephen Rebresch is a man of the people with whom they can trust their life, Michael Rebresch. That's your application. So you're ready to be lieutenant governor?
Well, I hope so. At least I hope I'm given the opportunity to present myself in front of that State Central Committee. You know, it's not hard to do the right thing when it comes to politics. And, you know, far too often our politicians are more interested in having the backing to get reelected during their next campaign than they are about trying to do the right things. I would hope that given the opportunity that's what I would be about.
Well, you say
we'll see.
You say we know how to roll up our sleeves and make it work when no one else can or want to. You say you know how to do that. You think a limo owner like you can bring a new attitude to
what have you got against limo owners, Todd?
Nothing at all, except they don't usually make it in the rough and tumble world of Illinois politics. So I want to know if Mr. Rebresch can bring a new attitude here.
Well, I think I can. First I would say that I've started my own business from nothing. I mean, I had zero when I started my company, and I'm nearly 10 years later, and I'm a completely viable business. I'm a man that wears many hats, from sales and marketing to purchasing, logistics, all the necessities required to run a business. So I certainly had the experience in that respect. With regards to can I bring change, am I a fresh face? Well, I tell you, I don't have any political connections to anybody. I don't owe anybody any favors. I think that goes a long way towards what I could accomplish in that position.
Well, Monica Davey, Michael Rebresch is a fresh face and has no political connections and ostensibly no political dirt on his hands. Is it really possible, do you think, in Illinois that somebody like him could change the face of Illinois politics?
Well, a lot of these candidates are pointing that out as a positive factor. They have no endorsements, they have no political experience, and that's a positive in their mind, especially after you live through Illinois politics for a while. I think that sounds appealing. But I think that the question mark here is whether the state central committee is really going to be picking a complete unknown, or whether they may reach into some names they've seen before.
Right. Well, to that end, take a listen to this.
I'm Art Turner. I approve this message, and I believe that effective laws come directly from the good people of Illinois.
Art Turner is who we need for lieutenant governor. With millionaire pawnbrokers trying to buy this election, please don't be fooled.
Monica Davey, Art Turner got second place in the nomination fight for lieutenant governor, and he's saying, hey, why are you taking applications from people like Michael Rebresh? I'm right here.
I think that's right, and I think there's some who believe that set of runners-up, there were five of them, actually deserve a look. But, you know, this is an unusual way to go about this.
Yeah, it definitely is. Well, Michael Rebresh says that he's a fresh face and he wants Illinois to take a look at him. He's the owner of Mr. Chauffeur and a candidate for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor in Illinois. And Monica Davey, of course, Chicago bureau chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thank you both for joining us. Well, we want to have a little fun with you, the listener, on this one. Do you think you would make a good leader in your state or in Illinois, for that matter? Call us and give us your 20-second pitch on why you should be the next lieutenant governor of your state. That's at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Be as fun as you want to on these. We want to hear them. And coming up,
there's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.